Hello from the newsroom of the Financial Times in London. I'm Suzanne Blumpson. Tech giant Google has entered India's rapidly expanding music streaming market. Jyotsna Singh discusses how it will fare in this increasingly crowded market with Stephanie Findlay and Snigdha Poonam.
Stephanie, let me start with you first. Indians are big consumers of music, video and streaming services, but they already have plenty of options. How big is the market and what is Google and YouTube Music offering?
The Indian market is big. India has 1.3 billion people and more people are coming online now that India has fast and cheap internet. And YouTube is hoping to capitalize on this growing wave of internet users. They're coming in, they're offering a free version and then an ad free premium version for 99 rupees a month. The pricing is competitive. It's a little bit cheaper than what Spotify is offering, but all in all, everybody is offering about the same price for similar services. YouTube has an advantage in that most people are listening to music, watching music videos on YouTube anyways. So they're hoping to convert their free users into paying users.
Cheap data has also fueled demand for Indian content. Snigdha, you wrote an article in the FT magazine on the topic. Tell us about the rise of Indian YouTubers. Why has it come to be such a rage in India?
The main reason behind the rise of YouTube in India is the explosion in internet access that the country has seen in the past few years, with hundreds of millions of new people being connected to the internet. You know, internet access is very cheap today for many people. It's also free for some time before they can buy it. So as many as 245 million Indians are watching YouTube every month. The rise of YouTube has also to do with the fact that unlike most of the internet, whether it's websites or social media, it's not negotiated through text. So it's like with even people who do not have a very high rate of literacy, they can use YouTube to manage most of their needs. So they are going to YouTube to ask questions in a way that people ask questions on Google. They are using YouTube to make friends. They are using YouTube to find jobs, to learn skills, and to consume entertainment, loads and loads and loads of it.
Who are the most popular Indian stars on YouTube? And how do they compare to the biggest YouTube names?
There are so many popular Indian YouTube stars. At least more than 300 of them have over a million followers or subscribers. So you can imagine, you know, the world of popular Indian YouTube stars. Speaking of some of the people featured in the FT piece, there is this guy called Carrie Minati. He's 19 years old. He has over 6 million subscribers. And he can hardly leave the house. The last time he left the house, he told me that he was mobbed in a shopping mall. His shirt was torn off and his cheeks were planted with kisses. In terms of how they compare with similar YouTubers globally, you have to understand that numbers are crucial to the game. So for a reasonably popular video gamer, in India there are so many people in general and online and following video games that it can't be that hard for someone who's good to have, you know, a subscriber count over a million. But to achieve the same kind of numbers anywhere else in the world will be harder.
Apart from music and entertainment videos, what other kinds of content are being consumed in India?
I mean, music and entertainment are very big, but so are many other categories of content. There is a big league of video gamers on YouTube, not just in India, but globally. So some of the most popular Indian YouTubers are also video gamers. Then there are people who are just funny, and comedy is huge in India in terms of entertainment. So the comedy stars are high up there with like millions and billions of subscribers. There is a young woman called Anisha Dixit, whose YouTube name is Rikshawali. She has 1.2 million followers across the world, including, you know, Indians who live abroad. And most of them are women. So she talks mainly about girl stuff, and she's doing very well with that. Academic instruction is very big. So, you know, you have people who teach math and physics and specific courses for entrance examinations who have followers in hundreds of thousands or even millions. Then there is motivational content. Motivational stars are among the uppermost league of YouTube content creators, because many people, especially in small towns and villages, are looking for ways in which they can break out of the barriers that they face in trying to become upwardly mobile.
There's another factor that has made India especially interesting for the big tech companies, says Yugal Joshi, vice president at a consultancy, Everest Group.
India is an interesting market for most multinational corporations. The key reason being not only the large size and still low internet penetration, but also their relative failure in the other large market, that is China. China normally prefers local vendors over the larger ones, and most of the companies are backed by some large group and do not really rely on external funding.
Stephanie, who will be Google and YouTube Music's main rivals in India?
It has international rivals. It's up against Amazon Music. It's up against Apple Music. It's up against Spotify. And then there's also homegrown Indian rivals that also have already tens of millions of subscribers. So that's Gaana, which is backed by China's Tencent, and JioSaavn, a platform which is owned by India's richest man, Mukesh Ambani. So there's quite a lot of competition, but also the market is set to grow so much as people continue to come online, as they continue to buy smartphones. Everybody is pretty bullish on how big this market will be in the end.
Spotify launched in India last month. How's it doing?
So Spotify doesn't usually give out numbers. None of these guys really like to give out numbers, but they did say that in the first week that they had 1 million subscribers. So there is obviously an appetite. Users are going to check out the rival services. It's a great time for Indian consumers at the moment. They're spoiled for choice.
That was Jyotsna Singh talking to Stephanie Findlay, the FT South Asia correspondent, and Indian writer Snigdha Poonam. Thanks for listening. Remember, if you're not already a subscriber and would like to discover more FT content, you can find our latest subscription offers at ft.com/offer.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.